It started out, it's kind of a long story, I'll try to shorten it. It started out back in the 70s when a lot of the hippies moved into Gilmer County, and one of the guys was Joe McHugh. And Joe lived on a farm out there with no running water and no electricity, and stayed out there 2-3 years, and I ran into him at the Glenville Folk Festival. He played the fiddle. So I don't know, his marriage dissolved or something, and he sold his farm and decided to go to Scotland. So in the 70s, if you wanted to go to Europe, there were Laker Airlines, there was Laker Airlines out of New York that flew from New York to London, and you couldn't get reservations, but you could just go there and buy a ticket for like $120 and fly to London. So he and his girlfriend, significant other, are going to Scotland. They get on the plane. Well, the plane made a layover, or made a stop in Iceland. Well, Joe always wanted an Icelandic sweater. That's what this is. Well, he didn't have enough money to buy one in the shops while they were there in the airport. So his significant other said, I can knit. And in Iceland, all these different colors are different colored sheep. It's not dyed wool. So in the airport there, they sold all the different colors of wool that he wanted. So she said, you buy the wool, we get to Scotland, I'll knit it for you. So he bought the wool, they went on to Scotland, and the lady started knitting the sweater for him. Well, the relationship didn't last long enough for her to finish the sweater. And he explained to me, he was living in Inverness, where it's very cold, and he was living in an apartment. I guess it's what we would call a garage apartment. It was kind of a shed, he called it. And his landlord was really a nice old man. He said when his friend left, he took the wool and the partially knitted sweater and stuffed it on a shelf in the back of a closet. Later, he came back to the States and stayed for, I think, a year in New Jersey. Then he decided to go back to Scotland. So he went to Inverness, and he was looking for a place to stay, and he really liked his landlord. He said, you know, I think I'll just go by and visit the old man. So he went to visit him. The old man said, you know, that shed's vacant, that apartment, if you wanted. So he got back in it, and he said he was all set. And one day he thought about the sweater. He went in that closet and reached up there, and there it was, the partially knitted sweater with the remaining wool. So he took this partially knitted sweater to this lady in Inverness, and she knitted for a living, so she finished the sweater. Well, it was some years later, it was in 79 as a matter of fact, I was at a festival in New Jersey and I heard this guy playing the fiddle. I went over and it was Joe McHugh. So he was with another woman. So he wanted to, who was very pregnant, and they were getting married. As a matter of fact, I played the wedding, and he wanted to get back to West Virginia. Well, I was fixing to go to Africa to play. This is a good story, stay with me. So I was going to Africa, and so I said, why don't you just come and house sit with my kids while I'm gone, and that way you can get settled back in West Virginia. And he really did. He came to Huntington to live. He started the Youth Museum, which is in Beckley, and a very nice thing in Raleigh County now. But anyway, so Joe always wanted to give you something. But he would give you something, and then he would, a few days later, say, I'd like to have that back. So he said, you know, you're going on this trip to Africa. I want you to have something important. He said, I want you to have this sweater. And he had told me the story of the sweater. I said, okay, that's a good idea, because we were going from Inverness to the, literally, Sahara Desert. And we had all these instruments, and we had backpacks. So I thought, well, I could wear this sweater and with a windbreaker over it, and then I could roll it up and put it in the backpack when I went to Africa. So that worked out. But I told him, I said, you're not getting the sweater back, McHugh. This is it. Don't come and tell me you want the sweater. No, it's yours. So we got to Inverness, and the lady I was traveling with, Mary Faith Rhodes, was a wonderful musician. She knew people in Inverness and got us booked at a festival there. So it was Easter time and very cold. Wind off the North Sea there. It's really cold. So then I went to the hotel that night with some fiddle players. We're going to have a jam session. And I'm staying in the hotel like this, and this young lady walks up to me and says, by Jove, I believe that's Joe McHugh's sweater. And it has a label in it. says, knitted by Catherine, I think, of Inverness. I came back, not in front of his new wife, but I got him off and I said, hey, McHugh, this lady walked up and she knew this sweater. He never asked me what she looked like, how old she was. He just changed the subject. Story of my sweater. If I ever write a book, I'm going to put that story in.